Saga Egmont presents Summer at the Cornish Beach Cafe by Donna Ashcroft. Read by Charlie Sanderson. For Hester Thorpe, for following your dreams. Chapter 1, July, 14 years ago. Jessie Levine sprinted out of the cosy cottage she was holidaying in with her beloved grandparents, straight onto the sandy beach at Indigo Cove. It was late, and the moon was halfway up the sky with a cluster of clouds beside it riding the wind, suggesting it was going to rain soon. Warm air still lingered from the hot July day, so she didn't have to worry about getting cold, and she had enough temper fizzing through her veins to keep her internal furnace stoked for a few hours. She puffed out a breath and sped up, stroking away a tear from her cheek as she rehashed the phone call that she'd just had with her stepmother Maria, gulping down the barbs of annoyance and hurt. She was 17. In just over a year, she'd be at university, and she'd barely need to see or speak to the woman again. Jessie clenched her hands into fists, wondering how many more times Maria Levine was going to comment on her size 9 feet, or the outrageous cost of finding shoes for them. She already felt like enough of a freak next to Maria's tiny frame, and didn't need their differences being pointed out constantly. It wasn't just Jessie's looks either. Her straightforward nature was equally at fault, because apparently being blunt was tactless and gauche. If only her father were still alive. But an unexpected heart attack had taken him from them 3 years before, leaving Jessie the victim of a will that insisted she remain living with a stepmother who seemed to loathe her. Was it down to jealousy because Jessie and her father had been so close? She'd never worked it out. As Jessie approached the shoreline, her pace slowed. She could hear the quiet hiss of the waves as they caressed the beach, then a whistle, and the high-pitched bark of a dog in the far distance. The sound was followed by a scatter of footsteps, then a tiny ball of fur with legs bounced out of the darkness and shook itself, spraying her with droplets of icy seawater. Jessie laughed and bent to give the tiny dachshund puppy a quick brush on the head as it yelped in delight and nipped at her fingertips. The dog had a dark chocolate coat and huge brown eyes, and she wished she could scoop it up and take it home to Oxford so she'd have something to love her. Not that Maria would ever allow it. The puppy yelped again and wiggled its bottom and tail before peeing on the sand, obviously overcome with excitement. As she rose, Jessie heard the crunch of heavy footsteps. "Do you always have that effect on the opposite sex?" A bone-melting voice asked, making Jessie's insides pitch forward. The boy moved closer just as the clouds caught up with the moon, shadowing the finer details of his face, but she could tell he was a similar age. Jessie could see hints of his features too, the angular jaw, dark defined eyebrows, and a full mouth that was curved down at the edges, suggesting life might have given him a battering too. Despite his frown, he was gorgeous. Mother Nature had definitely dealt him a full house. Plus, at almost half a head taller than her, it was impossible not to be struck by his height. Jessie was almost 6 feet, so it was refreshing to meet someone with equally freakish genes, and found herself warming to him. "According to my stepmother, the only effect I'm ever likely to have on a man involves him running in the opposite direction." Jessie sighed, pouting before shaking herself. "Ignore me. I came for a walk to work off my bad mood. It's not a pity party for one." She jutted her chin and gave him one of her winning smiles, hoping to emphasise the mouth she knew was her best feature. Attractive, if you could see past her long nose and wonky eyes. "Parents," he huffed, turning away and shoving his hands into his pockets, looking towards the horizon as the little dog wagged its tail and began to run rings around them. "Should be a law against them." He grinned, and Jessie saw the flash of perfect straight teeth. "So you're on holiday with yours?" He twisted back and stepped closer, and Jessie felt herself leaning into him. Like something was arcing between them, tugging at her. "No, my mum died when I was a baby, and Dad passed away 3 years ago," she said.